It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and somebody will pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I'm going to pray for you and your needs. So please call and tell somebody to tune into this program. As you know, we are studying this program that Jesus heals today, and we studied that God used Old Testament people healing and telling about the healing. We just finished the Old Testament last time, if you remember. We started from Adam and we finished it at Malachi. Today we are going to start a new series. This series will tell us about everything about Jesus Christ's healings and miracles in the New Testament. And then when we finish this, we will be talking about all the disciples, what they did, and how God used them mightily. So today we are going to take a subject that Peter's mother-in-law was sick. When you say Peter's mother-in-law, the Catholic people think that Peter was the first pope. If he was the first pope, then he was a married man. I just wanted to let you know. But that is not my subject. Subject is this: Peter's mother-in-law was sick. What was her sickness? Her sickness was she had a fever. Jesus was preaching in synagogue and somebody told him that Peter's mother-in-law is very sick. So Jesus Christ came. And when Jesus Christ came, I believe with him, all his disciples came with him. Jesus had 12 disciples that recorded in Matthew chapter 10. And then he had 70 more disciples that is recorded in Luke chapter 10. So I don't know how many disciples came with him, but I believe just think though, all disciples came, because Peter's mother-in-law's house might be very big, you'll be learning later on. So now Jesus Christ goes there, and the Word of God says he just touched her hand and healed her. But let me give you the story in the four Gospels. Matthew chapter 8 verses 14 to 17, Mark chapter 1 verses 30 to 33, and Luke chapter 4 38 to 40. We don't have time to read all of those chapters, but this story is given in all three Gospels. Here we see Jesus Christ comes to Peter's mother-in-law's house, and Mark says he just took her hand and lifted her up, and immediately her fever left. But the Luke says differently. Luke said her fever was very great, and as you know, the Luke was a medical doctor, so he recognized this fever was not ordinary fever. And what Jesus did, he rebuked that fever. And as soon as he rebuked the fever, you can read that in Luke chapter 4 verse 39. He rebuked the fever. That means Jesus Christ had the authority over the sickness and disease. And as soon as he rebuked the fever, the Word of God says she was completely healed. And all the Gospel says, as soon as she was healed, immediately she started ministering to those people. Now, you can see, this lady was sick with a great high fever. And as you know, when somebody has the fever, they get so much weak in their body. So many people die with the fever. One of my sisters, she died with the high fever, even though she was taken to the hospital. So the people can die with the fever. There are different kinds of fevers. What we're seeing here, Jesus Christ rebuked the fever. Fever immediately goes away, and she got up and started ministering to people. Ministering to means she might be washing their feet, she might be cooking, she might be giving everybody food, and she did the ministry right away. From that we know, our God heals completely. Not a trace of sickness and disease will stay in your body. If you go to the doctor or the hospital and you have flu or some kind of typhoid or some kind of high fever disease, you will not be able to do everything immediately. It takes time. In a hospital, they have rehab and they let you practice walking and doing the things. But here the Word of God says immediately she got healed and immediately she started serving the Lord. It sounds like this sickness is not that big disease. But as I said, all the sickness and disease starts with the fever. And so the fever don't take so lightly. This lady had the great fever and Jesus healed her. And so some people, when they have fever or sickness and disease, they simply say, let's take a Tylenol or take some Advil or some kind of medicine. And that fever can be suppressed. But then fever can come again. And some people start taking too many Tylenols, and that is not good for their liver or their kidneys and things like that. But I'm not against medicine. You do whatever you want to do. But I'm just saying, Jesus Christ can heal any sickness and any disease. In this chapter, we'll see. As soon as she got healed, so many people came to her door. If you read in Mark chapter 1, verse 33, it says, all the city was gathered together at her door. What happened? The people heard that Peter's mother-in-law is healed. That means she was not sick for one day. She might be sick for a long time. And people came to know that this lady is sick. But when she got healed, the news went to the town. And the Word of God says, whole city gathered at her door. So that means there was no room in the house. All the disciples and all other people were there so they could stand at the door. And if you read Luke chapter 4 verse 40, the Word of God says Jesus Christ prayed for those people. Each and every person who came there, Jesus Christ prayed. And Jesus Christ prayed for every one of them. And what did he say? He laid hand on each and every one of them. They came in the evening time, the Word of God says. So can you imagine evening time? He started praying for every one of them. And they were not only people came with a fever or something. The people were demon possessed. People who had different kinds of sickness and disease. And he started laying hand and praying for every one of them. And not a one single man left without having complete healing. Means Jesus healed them all. Today you go for the healing service and some people complain they didn't get healed. But here the Word of God says every one of them got healed. And he was praying for whole from the evening until the morning. And you have to read that chapter. In the morning, he went to the mountain. And people start looking for him. Where is he? Bring him back. Jesus said, I have to go to another town and preach the gospel. That's the reason I came. He didn't come back to that Peter's mother-in-law. The people were waiting at the door. He prayed for them, every one of them. The point I'm making today, we have to believe what Jesus Christ did, we can do it also. How do you know? I will be telling this scripture again and again and again so you can memorize. Is it in John chapter 14, verse 12. Jesus says, whatever the miracle I did, you will do also, and you will do greater miracle than I did. And so the people believe that it's impossible. How can we do it? But I have this same experience. I'll tell you a couple of examples. How God gave me grace to pray for the people and similar situation like a people with a fever. This is the first miracle or first healing God did through my ministry. I was just passing by and there was a one lady with her child, and the baby was crying and crying and crying. And she saw me, she said, Brother Peter, please come and pray for my child. And I touched and she had a high fever. I prayed for the child and I left. And I just went to the end of the row, 10, 15 feet. She said, Brother Peter, come back. I thought something happened. I said, what happened? She said, this child's fever is gone, and she stopped crying immediately as you prayed. See, it didn't take much time. Immediately, God healed that child. And that was the first miracle I saw in my life. So God increased my faith. I'm just talking today about the fever. And this was in Bombay City. Then one day I was in a suburb of Bombay, the place called Kalyan. And I was going for some kind of prayer meeting. And one man followed me and he says, Pastor, could you come to my house and pray for my daughter? She's having high fever and she's crying. I said, okay, let's go. While I was going, this man said, my wife, she's addicted to tobacco and nicotine. When I told her, give up, she said, I will divorce you, but I will not give up this bad habit. So he said, could you tell her this is not good for her? I said, well, if I get a chance, I will. I went there and the baby was crying and the mother was crying. And I said, sister, God is going to heal this child right away. If God heals this child, what are you going to do? She said, I'll praise God and things like that. I said, but what you're doing, tobacco and things like that, is not good. God is not pleased. Will you give up when God heals that child? She said, yes. And I laid hand and prayed, and immediately that child's fever left. The lady was very happy. She said, I will not use this tobacco or any other thing she was using with it. So I said, even though your husband tells you, don't do it. She said, no, I will not. I said, next week I'll come and visit you again. I came a week later. This lady was holding her head and banging her head actually. And when I saw her, I said, sister, how is your baby? She said, baby is fine. But now I'm getting a headache because I gave up this tobacco. I said, well, do you want your tobacco back or you want me to pray for your headache? She said, well, I gave up this for a whole week. Just pray for my headache. As soon as I touch her forehead and in the name of Jesus rebuke the fever, she was completely healed. And she never took that again. So what I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ touched that lady, Peter's mother-in-law, immediately fever left. I touched those babies and immediately their fever left. This is only two examples I gave you. But there are hundreds and thousands of miracles God is doing every day. Now in this chapter we learn that Jesus Christ prayed for those people evening until morning. I got the same experience. One day, one of the big churches, they invited me and said, please come and have healing service in our church. So I fasted that day, and I visited all that town all around and told them to come tonight, I'm going to pray for you. And that church was full with the people. I started a meeting evening 6 o'clock until morning 5 o'clock. I was standing on my feet until each and every person was prayed for. Then I stopped the service. And many people got healed, delivered, and set free. And the pastor of that church started crying. I said, "Sir, why are you crying?" He said, "I read in the Bible. I read in the book of Acts. But today the book of Acts is open in front of my eyes. I never saw these kind of miracles." I'm not telling the denomination of that brother or that pastor. But I asked him, "You do not believe in immersion baptism, do you?" He said, "No, our denomination doesn't believe it." I said, "All these people got healed and saved. Can I baptize them?" He said, "If you baptize them, I'm going to lose my job." But he said, "Go ahead. I am so happy today." And so, I didn't know if there is a water for people to baptize. So I went outside of his church. And so happened there was a lake. I baptized so many people that day in that church. What I'm trying to say, when Jesus prayed from evening to morning, that the same experience he gave me to stand there, even though I was fasting whole day, he gave me supernatural power to stand and preach and lay hand, and each and every one of them got healed. And early in the morning, one man comes and he says, "Could you come to my house to pray for us?" I said, "Sir, I prayed here whole night. Why you didn't come?" He said, "Come to my house." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Whole our family, they lost the job because there was a textile mill. They closed. So we do not have job and we are suffering." And he had a cigarette in his hand. I said, "Sir, you don't have money, you lost job, but you have still money to buy a cigarette. So, if you give up your cigarette, give your heart to the Lord, I will pray for you, and all of your people will get a job." He dedicated his life, he gave up the cigarette, he prayed with me, and within a week, all of those people got a job in another textile mill, maybe 5 or 6 miles from their house. And all of them start coming to church. What I'm trying to say, I trusted in the Lord. God is a miracle working God. We have to believe what Bible says, and we have to practice in our life. I told you this program I'm doing to let the people know Jesus Christ is alive today. He's doing signs and wonders and miracles. People say Jesus is not here, his disciples are not there. His word is here. He told us he will do it. I believe it and I'm practicing it. Just the other day one man said, I just read it in my computer. He said, "Somebody has to witness to me that somebody's hand was, leg was crooked and got healed, or somebody's hand was withered and got healed, or somebody noticeable miracle I never saw. People are just faking and this and that." I just said to somebody, "I'm going to sit and I'm going to write to him, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to tell him what God is doing today. Maybe he didn't hear it. That doesn't mean God is not doing it. Our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. I will be praying for you. You will be seeing miracles of God." Just last Sunday, and there was one brother there, he could not raise his hand. I prayed for him and I said, "Today you are going to witness how many people had a shoulder problem and they could not raise their hand. You will be able to hear it." And then I called several people, and they raised their hand. My hand was not able to raise, but now I'm doing it. And the person whose hand was not healed, and he was keeping his hand down and dragging his feet, and he lifted his hand high and started praising God. Point I'm making, our God is a healer. Other day I heard one brother says, my wife's hand, she could not raise, so we took her to the doctor. And doctor did some injection in her arm to do some surgery. And here this lady's heart was stopped. They gave some wrong medicine. They never tested. And the lady was almost brain dead for 10 minutes. And now the lady was almost dying. They have to keep her on the machine because of their mistake. Simple, the lady was not able to lift her hand, and they want to do surgery, and they almost killed the girl. The point I'm making, God is a miracle working God. When you trust in Jesus Christ, He will touch your hand and heal your hand and heal your fever and heal your disease. There is nothing impossible with God. I talked to that brother the other day, and I said, sir, don't worry what happened. Just pray. I'm going to pray with you. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, it says, two people agree touching anything, our God is going to heal, deliver, and set free. And so I prayed and I said, listen, tell that girl, tell your wife, Psalm 118 verse 17, tell her that the word of God says, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live, and I'm going to proclaim the works of the Lord. Because time is almost gone, I'm going to pray for you. If God healed this lady's fever, and the look the doctor says that was a great fever, and he said Jesus rebuked the fever and fever left, and she started immediately serving. Do you have a fever? Do you have sickness and disease? Are you struggling with a cancer or some kind of tumor, and doctor told you you're not going to live too long? What report you're going to listen? Are you going to listen to the doctor's negative report, or are you going to listen to the report in the Word of God? If you read in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1, it says, who had believed our report? What was that report? That Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary for mankind. And with His stripes, we are healed. That's the report. Let's pray with me. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to pray for you. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. Save me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. Now, God is going to heal you or your family members. You have to be a living testimony. Let's pray for your family. Let's pray for your neighbors. Let's pray for others. And when you get healed, you go and start praying for others. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone listening to me right now, and their child is sick with a fever, or the mother or mother-in-law, or sister or brother, or father or grandfather, or neighbor or friend, whoever is sick right now, let them believe in their heart that Jesus Christ is a healer. Lord Jesus, send your word right now in that hospital where that child or that girl or boy is suffering. Let their father believe and lay hand on those children and you will do a miracle. Let each and everyone be healed, delivered, and set free. There is a power in the word of God. Your word says you will send the word, deliver, and heal. Right now, Jesus, do miracle for these people. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen and amen. Once I pray for you, don't doubt. Just tell somebody, this man of God prayed for me, and I believe that he has touched me and healed me. If you have some kind of internal disease, and you cannot see it from outside, but you can feel it in your body, doesn't matter if it's a heart or liver or kidneys or any other internal organ, you will feel it. You try to check it, and when there is no pain, you know God has healed you. Start doing things which you were not able to do before. Go for your checkup. Go to church. Testify what Jesus Christ has done. God is not healing somebody to just hide it. He heals somebody to testify. So please go and tell somebody. The time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Please tune into the same program, same time. May God bless you now. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.